Winter was warm and dry this year for the North Bay, just as it was for most of the U.S. National forecasters recently released their predictions for the summer, and it's more of the same. Hot, dry conditions.
The amount of fires we have gone to this year, it's about three times where we were at this time last year. We're staffing up based upon the threat as it presents itself throughout the state.
That's Ken Pimlott, California's state forester and the director of CAL FIRE. Since the year started with little to no rainfall, the ground and heavier bushy plants are already drier than usual.
Kind of that's combined with the late season rain, particularly in the Bay Area and the foothills of the Sierra, gave us kind of a bumper grass crop.
That grass, which is now drying, is great for starting fires.
Now we've got basically a very receptive fuel bed that is drying very quickly with the winds we've had here in the last several weeks and the warmer temperatures.
CAL FIRE put off hiring firefighters in the northern, greener parts of the state and used the funding to staff up in Southern California, where wildfires began early. Here, that bumper grass crop, while giving firefighters extra worries, was good for local ranchers, leaving plenty of grass for livestock to feed upon.
So this year, we're okay right now. The question will be, is there going to be enough forage for the fall, for September, October, November?
Joe Posey is the president of Sonoma County's Farm Bureau. In Sonoma and Marin, Posey says, farmers are in better shape than their counterparts in the Central Valley. The cool air from the coast makes them less dependent on irrigation.
From the grape growers I know, the concern is, you know, when they're getting close to harvest in the fall, if those bunches get a lot of really, really hot weather, they'll actually get sunburnt. And then, you know, if there's not enough leaves to shade those clusters of grapes, that's a concern.
But for the moment, the community isn't too worried.
I mean, at this point, you know, it's been somewhat of a traditional summer. We've had the late spring rains, which has been very, very helpful. We're continuing to get the local coastal fog influence, you know, and I know they estimate that it's going to be warmer, but we'll have to all wait and see.
Fortunately, the area is reasonably well supplied with water this year.
For this summer, I was just looking at our data, and we are actually in very good shape.
Pam Jean directs operations at the Sonoma County Water Agency. The two reservoirs managed by the agency, Lake Sonoma and Lake Mendocino, are pretty well filled, she says. Lake Sonoma is actually over capacity, and they're not only starting with a good supply, they'll be able to hold on to more water this year than in the past. The state recently gave the agency permission to release less water into the Russian River during the hot summer months. This, counterintuitively, is to protect young coho salmon and steelhead trout and follows the advice of biologists.
They determined a few years ago that there's actually a little bit too much flow in the river in the summertime for those fish because we have smaller fish out in the system during the summertime and they have a tendency to get washed downstream if the flow is too high. They're out there trying to grow and get big before they go out to the ocean.
The reduction in flow levels is only for the high summer months and, Jean says, should leave more cold water in the reservoirs for the Chinook salmon run this fall. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.